We are beginning this hour, though, with the market moves. A sell-off on Wall Street with stocks extending their losses from last week. The Fed firmly in focus. We're going to get to Brian Chung on that FOMC meeting in just a bit. But let's kick things off with Jared Blickery on the moves we're seeing so far in the session today. Jared.
That's right, Akiko. What another start to another week. The fourth one this year. And let's take a look at the Wi-Fi Interactive. I've been charting the price action on a year-to-date basis. Here's the Dow. And you can see just really falling off of a cliff here. The loss is really accelerating to the downside over the last few days. There are some technical reasons for this, but sometimes selling just begets more selling. And any attempt to buy the dip has just been met with a lot of force in the other direction. Now, also want to show the small caps. This is the Russell 2000. I'm going to put a one-year chart on, and we are on bear market watch for the Russell 2000. We already reached the magic level earlier today. I think it's 1951 and change, but it would take a close at that level or below to officially generate those headlines. And then let's take a look at the VIX, because we're seeing some of the highest levels that we've seen in months here. Now, we took out that November, December spike here, and we are back to the level seen not seen until last March. So really picking up on the fear index as well. Then you take a look at what's happening in the bond market. We have the 10-year, the 5-year T-note yield cooling off a little bit. This is a 2-month chart. It is down 3 basis points today, continuing the down move from last week. And then the 10-year T-note, that is down 2 basis points as well. And finally, we got to take a look at the U.S. dollar before we get to our heat maps. That is crawling back into the territory that we saw back in early January and also in December. Let me put a 3-month chart here. I think this is important. Dollar had been basing sideways, then it broke down, and it looks like this was a false breakdown because we are right back up. So pretty interesting to chart that here. Now, as promised, here is the NASDAQ 100, and it is an ugly picture. We got Tesla down 6%, Microsoft and Alphabet each down more than 3%, Nvidia getting hit 6.5% down. And you take a look at the sector action, nothing in the green today yet again. Tech taking it on the chin, actually just switching places with materials as the worst off sectors. And that is as the U.S. dollar is rising, putting pressure on commodities. Also seeing healthcare down over 2%. So is consumer discretionary, financials, energy, and the list goes on. Want to take a look at the travel sector here. A lot of red on this screen as well. Cardinal Cruise Lines off more than 5%. Hilton down 3.5%. Airbnb down 10%. And we got to take a look inside the ARK Innovation Fund components. A lot of red, a dark red on your screen here. And want to kick it off to Brian so we can get his thoughts on what's going on here, guys.